I was asked this morning to speak a little bit about my stewardship journey, and I think it's a little tough to talk about because our relationship with God is such a personal and intimate thing, and our stewardship is a personal and intimate thing. My son is in college, and he recently wrote home and said, "I have 100 close friends," which made me really laugh because I thought, "You've only been there like 12 hours." But I feel like I have 100 close friends in the room, so I'm going to share a little bit about my faith journey. So if we back up and we go to a time when I was a young person just out of college, I gave freely because I lived at home, I didn't have a lot of expenses, and it was very easy to be generous. And then I got married, and I'm not sure how it is for those of you in this room, but my husband and I did not necessarily agree on what was an appropriate amount to share with the church. And that became a little bit tricky for us. So it wasn't until I was divorced that I started looking again at my stewardship journey and what I wanted to provide to St. Matthew's. At the time, I was maintaining a house in Harvard that had been meant for 4 people and 2 incomes, and I was there by myself. So I looked repeatedly at my budget to figure out what I could carve out, and the bottom line was I didn't have any disposable income. I didn't have any money I could give to the church. So I would come to church on Sunday, and I would maybe put $20 in the plate. And if I wasn't here, I wouldn't give. And if I was here, I would put in what I could. But the church couldn't count on that money because I wasn't pledging. I was giving as much as I could, but I wasn't pledging. And I didn't feel like that was really helpful to the church because they needed to plan on money for operations, etc. So I looked at my budget again. And I realized that the only way that I was going to be able to make a commitment to the church would be to downsize my expenses. And getting rid of cable wasn't quite enough. So I opted to sell my house and downsize to a smaller place in order to have the money that I felt I wanted to share with God for God's work. And it took about 2 years. It took time to plan and do the projects to get my house on the market and find a place that was smaller and less expensive. And some of the good things that came out of that were that I was able to donate many of my belongings to other people who could use them because I'm in this season of my life where I don't need a closet full of Christmas tree decorations for every holiday. You know, the Christmas tree store annex was in my home in Harvard. So I downsized in things, I downsized in space, but mostly I downsized in expense so that I could commit to the church. And I still was a little bit in a quandary of that consideration my husband and I had been at. What's the appropriate amount for me to share? And last year on Consecration Sunday, you might remember that Reverend Wendell Luke was here. And he said some things that really stuck with me. One of the things that he said was that your pledge, your stewardship, is really meant to be the first and best 10% of what you make in this world. It's not meant to be what's left over at the end of the day. And I started thinking about my income here in America and my worth and my ability to earn here in America, and figured I probably could live on 90% of what that was. And another thing he said was, you don't want to write a check at the beginning of the year and call it quits. He said the better thing to do is to write that check every week to remind yourself of your sharing back with God in gratitude for all the things that God has given us. You know, our fellowship, our stewardship is not really about keeping the lights on or keeping the heat on or paying the salaries of the people in the building. Our stewardship is really more a very personal, intimate thing about our relationship with God and with Christ. And so that year, I was able to make a commitment, a deep commitment, And it's made me feel so blessed each week when I write that check and acknowledge my relationship with God. You know, I was here for the morning service to speak, and I was lucky enough to read something that's coming up in your bulletin this morning. But when I read it, I thought, this really gets to the heart of where I am. So when we get to the prayer after the offering, think about the words in your mind. This is how it appears to me. Gracious God, I give you my gifts in gratitude for all you have given me and in faithful stewardship of what you have placed in my hands to share with the world. I give you these gifts as symbols of my life. Please receive them with love. Please bless them with grace. And please use them in all the ways you can to touch all the lives you can. With humble praise and gratitude, I hope to serve you in love for the sake of the healing of the world. In the name of Christ. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you. Isn't that a gift? It's such a gift to get a little glimpse into somebody else's story, because it's all a gift. What we receive and what we give are all ways of saying, oh God, how great thou art. So we give our hearts, our lives, our tithes, and our offerings for the sake of the blessing of the world in the name of Christ.